It was 2011 when the National Association of Attorneys General fired off a letter to one popular site for adult ads, alleging that site had become a hub for illegal services, most disturbingly for the sexual exploitation of minors. With no satisfactory response from the company, no material change in the problem, several states tried and failed to stop the ads in court. In 2013, the National Group of Attorneys General, which includes North Carolina's Roy Cooper, tried a different route. They asked Congress to amend the Communications Decency Act. So far, Congress has taken no action. But Detective Will Campbell, who investigates sex trafficking cases through the New Hanover County Sheriff's Office, says as much as he dislikes the website in question, it's an important tool for local law enforcement.
Let's say if this one shuts down and it moves overseas, to a totally different continent, and then what jurisdiction or anything, what reign do we have over them to try to make them cooperate with us? Right now, the website that you're talking about is extremely cooperative. You know, I'd hate to see it move from that to where we're losing investigative tools because, you know, this entity has moved somewhere where they don't have to cooperate with us.
A spokeswoman from Attorney General Roy Cooper's office says she's heard similar sentiments from other members of law enforcement. But she points out the website still profits from these postings. One independent assessment figures the company benefits to the tune of more than $22 million a year. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.